TMP. Zoom in, get a good look. Yeah, it's me. Know where the fuck I'm from?
We don't play.
Yo. I'm reppin' LG and I'm the next great heavyweight. About to be the champ, nigga, every weight never safe. Level of potential, damn near out of space. About to skip the nigga who next, and I bet he wait. Ready for whatever, I'm coming fully equipped. About to show him how to spit, drop me a few hits. I think big, I just extended the clip. Yeah, we might party, but we will get on some bullshit. I thought I told you buffoons to stay tuned. I know I kept saying soon, they say I'm a late bloom. Gave it a little gas, I got him smelling the fumes, blew past, now your career in the rear like views. First thing you learn soon as you step out the womb is rep your hood until you go to the tomb. Gotta tidy up the game, suggesting you make room, cause I'm about to make a clean sweep like a broom. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. Yeah. You should never bite the hands that feed you. And I don't know who's running that feast, but I wanna eat too. I came through, stole the shine like a thief do. Now the honeys wanna lock me down like police do. Why your face all in my book? Oh, you can read too. Crowd in my space, fake friends so see-through. My man Mano told me how I should greet you. First I say hi, wave bye, then delete you. You not impressed, but I promise you'll be amazed. With the bins, with the rims, a year over legal age. It's Avatar Blue and they finding it kinda strange that when the sun shines, every time it move, the color change. It's Baker, and I've been on a steady grind. BK all day, Empire State of Mind. I hope you reppin' yours just like I be reppin' mine. Having trouble understanding, rewind it a few times. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I don't give a fuck if I've been gone for a while, it's like I did a bid right after I blew trial. I kill haters, dump the bodies in the pile, and my only two weapons is a high and a smile. Was given a few chances, made it all good across big bodies of water, repping my hood. Real niggas show love just like I knew that they would, and the ones who said I couldn't do it wishing that they could. They wanna get me out the game cause they mad, trying to say I'm taking performance enhancers for the swag. I laugh while I'm shopping for body bags, but I think it's kinda sad, a few toes need tags. I got riches now, came about the rags. My life's so fab, I just throw it in the bag. They kicked me when I was down, even doing a few jabs. If you didn't fuck with me, bet now you're wishing you had. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn.
What's going down? Peace, family. It's your man, Brooklyn Black, and today's date is Saturday, June the 9th, 2012, and you are locked into another episode of Pre-Game Radio. You guys are into the game, and you guys are tuned in. I appreciate you. Hit me up, 347-857-4302. Let me know what the play-by-play is. Let me know who's up, who's winning. I'm rooting for the Celtics because the Heat took out the Knicks, so whoever takes out the Knicks, I'm rooting for. So I'm going for the Celtics. It's Game 7. It's do or die. Winner of this goes to face OKC in the finals. I already know what it is. And whoever's watching the fight, hit me up. You know, Kyle Bradley, you know what I mean? You know, Pac-Man's been doing his thing, but so is Bradley, so it's going to be definitely a good bout. And if you guys are home and looking for somewhere to watch the fight for free, hit me up. I know where to get that done at, too. But anyway, we got a good show for y'all tonight, and I've been grooving today, been having a good day, been around a lot of great people. So that's the moment I'm bringing. Also, I give a big shout-out to Lord LeVon and Kid Creole of the Furious Five. If you don't know who the Furious Five is, you can't say you're hip-hop. You can't say you do this. Get on Google. Now I'm saying research them. But like I said, big shout-out to Lord LeVon and Kid Creole. They definitely show pregame radio a whole lot of support, and they rock with us. So big shout-out to them. And also, Don't forget, next week, Friday the 15th, I'll be at the Bamboo Lounge with Deuce to Privilege Network, GX Media and Friends, going down to Bamboo Lounge, Rough Riders, POW TV, be in the building, of course, Brooklyn Black and Pregame Radio. And Saturday, I will be in the building at Eastchester Manor in the Bronx doing the damn thing. You know what I'm saying? Tickets, everything. Hit me up. You already know Facebook, Twitter. I'm all over the place. But, you know, we got Throwback waiting for Ed to come on through. Big shout also to all Puerto Ricans. I've seen y'all flooding the trains, heading to the festivals and all that. So big shout to y'all. Big shout to my homie Fuego Bravo, a.k.a. Johnny Swagger, a.k.a. the only Spanish dude in TGO. Big shout to Harlem. And we're going to get into the throwbacks, and we'll be right back. It's pregame radio. You heard?
Well, it's a group thing. It's got a funky sway. Well, it's a group thing. A group thing.
Come on.
We're moving on. Leaving strong. Don't you let them see you wrong. It's a group thing. We're going to give you what you want. Just as long as you're around. It's a group thing. We're moving on. Leaving strong.
Game Radio, Shamir, Brooklyn Black. Big birthday shout out to the homegirl, Perla. She's definitely been supporting pregame radio since day zero, from its conception all the way up to now. So I got to do something for her. And also big shout out to all the Puerto Ricans up in New York celebrating Puerto Rican Day Festival and the parade, which goes down tomorrow. Just hope you guys be safe and you guys are out partying and all that, so I see what y'all doing. Just be cool, be safe and all that. And this is for Pearl, a happy birthday, and all my Puerto Ricans out there. 347-857-4302. Press 1 if you want to talk to your man, Brooklyn Black. You know, you got a question, a comment, pick my brain, give a shout-out. You know, whatever you want to do, just hit 1. I'll get you definitely on the air and get it going, all right? It's Pregame Radio, and you're rocking with me.
From the X side of things, but getting some of rings. Everything I want, I guess, but I be in mind. I shine like money that sound like Biggie. Ooh. Fuck around my town, boogie down my city. Come around, get pound, to the crown, no pity. Watch the sound, 4 pound, 20 round million. Get smacked silly for coming out your mug. I'm known for bouncing thugs from the tunnel to the salsa club. Don't matter, put the chrome to your bladder, splatter your abs. Pissing in a plastic bag, that's the drag, now you abnormal, but make me grab the rumble, and put some motherfucking stabs on you, the night is young, and I'm already fighting, hiding my gun, promoting buggers, even who the fuck invited puns? Let the liquor fool you, cause I'll stick it to you. Something sharp to the heart, or something big to move you. The desert or the shoddy, whatever, you the body that chose to be the dumb nigga at the party. Too much Bacardi, started speaking dumb. Then you try to snuff Joe, must have been Puerto Rican rum. That's the hardcore, to use a sophomore. Takes years to earn a pair of Cheddar Squad balls. So get lost to take one, bones I break them. Pigs are bacon, so get fried if they come. You see that? I'm like G-Rap, Pac, Master P. All balled up with a twist of Mark Anthony. Recognize me, I'm the one. Cock in the auto, Tony Sunshine, please, guns in el coro.
Radio 347-857-4302. Once again, big birthday shout out to the homegirl Pearl, definitely holding down Pregame Radio. We love you over here. Hope you're having the time of your life in Atlantic City. Wish we could be there, which of course duty calls, and I'm saying, so it's coming from me, Eb, J the Tech Guy, and the rest of the Pregame Radio staff. Enjoy your birthday. Hope you're having a good one. We gotta keep things rocking over here. Please pardon me. And the next joint here will be our Pre-game throwback trivia joint of the night. You tell me the name of the artist and the name of the song, and you'll be in the building with me live Friday on the 15th at Bamboo Lounge. Network Entertainment, GX Media, Rough Riders, PAL TV. The list goes on and on, but you'll be in the building of Brooklyn Black and Pregame Radio, so please pay attention. And, yeah, you can get your Google on and your Wikipedia, your Shazams, and all that good stuff. Now, Sam, but just make sure you got it right. And hit me up, 347-857-4302, and let me know what you think is the answer, and we'll be right back.
Hello? Hello? What's your only girl? You're all I think about. You're the only girl for me. You're all I think about. That's special. No, I love you.
Gamer, your man Brooklyn Black, and always Ed rocking with him. What's going on, Ed?
You know, I don't like that song anymore.
Why you don't like that song? Don't get the name of it.
Oh, man, I just can't stand that shit right now.
All right, well, that song I just played was part of the pregame throwback trio for the night, where pretty much the caller would have to name the artist and the name of the song, and they'll be live and direct in the building with me on the 15th at the Bamboo Lounge with Network ENT, Rough Riders, PAL TV, and many others. So let's get into this caller right here. Last four digits is 9215. You're live on pregame radio. Let the people know who you are and where you're calling from.
Uh-oh.
Oh, God. Is this what I think it is?
Oh,
925, you're live on the air.
Right, it might be the one that you stung, and he kind of flew away. He coming back for your ass. Well,
come on. I think they just listening. They don't feel
right, I guess they just called to listen in and to show love and anything like that. But, and what's going on? What's hitting the news desk nowadays?
Well, of course, right now people are talking about Marcus Warrington from Philadelphia, who Kensington police beat the crap out of him. I saw the video. It shows two officers trying to subdue Marcus, and then it shows two more coming over to assist. And there's just one really big fat cop who just, I guess this whole thing, the fact that he had to do some physical activity must have just really pissed him off because he's beating this kid. They finally get his hands behind his back, but he's still beating the kid. They got the foot on his head. I mean, you know, literally taking, stepping on a nigga's neck to a next level. They got this, their foot on his head. And, you know, one of the other cops is just beating him with a nightstick. Now, I'm looking at the story that's on NBCPhiladelphia.com, NBC10Philadelphia.com, and it's the NBC out there in Philly. And I'm looking at the comments, and it's really, you know, it's really crazy. People are saying that the cops did a great job, and that he was told several times to stop resisting. But what's not in the video is the fact that he was involved in a car accident. He crashed his car apparently hard enough that both of the airbags deployed. So they witnesses on the scene are saying that he was dazed. He was disoriented. He really didn't, he was confused. And they said he started to walk away from where the accident was. So I guess that gave the cops reason to, you know, try and subdue him and beat him instead of, you know, I guess checking him for injuries, making sure that he was okay and calling an ambulance. Instead, they chose to beat him up. Now, I understand they have to secure the location, the accident, and, you know, the scene of where everything went down. I understand that. I understand they need to have some type of order and calm at the scene. But to really beat this kid the way they did, I mean, it's brutality. And I don't, and I'm not even going to go ahead and play, I'm not going to even play the race card. I'm not even going to say anything about the fact that he was black and the four officers was white. You know, but they really beat the hell out that kid, and it just, from what I've seen on the video, it just was uncalled for. It really was. I've seen the police show more patience with a dog, you know, because I remember maybe last year sometime there was a dog that had got onto the expressway, across Bronx Expressway or something like that, protecting its mother who... The dogs wandered onto the highway, and one got hit by a car. Another one was protecting it and refused to let officers get near to the injured dog. And they didn't fire a shot. They didn't tackle the dog. They didn't beat the crap out the dog. They showed the utmost patience and restraint with the dog. So why can't that same restraint and care be taken with our young black men? I just, you know, it's just crazy. I'm going to put the link up in the pregame group, and people can view it at their leisure. But if you can't get to the group right now, you just go to NBCPhiladelphia.com, and it says, you know, the heading is "Caught on Cam: Kensington Police Beating." So you can just type that in, and you're going to see several shots, several links are going to come up about this. And apparently this happened 2 or 3 days ago. So I'm just shocked that it's really just now getting out, going viral. So that's what's in the news right now.
Now,
oh, and by the way, he got staples in his head, and he is still in jail. The officers were put on desk duty, which means there is justification that this was possibly a crime, but yet still the young man is still in prison. Just really unbelievable events going down in Philadelphia.
Now, how old was this kid?
He's 18.
18, and he was in I'm just trying to make sure, like, he was in an accident.
Okay, they interviewed the girlfriend who said that there was something wrong with her car, and Warren and Marcus said he was going to take it to get it checked for her. In between, somewhere along the line of him leaving her house and up to the point of what was caught on camera, he got into an accident. And right in front of the police vehicle, you can see there's a car that smashed up in the front. I couldn't really tell if the airbags were deployed. The camera, you know, panned over the area, but not enough for me to get a good look. Like I said, I can't see if the airbags were deployed as being reported, but it's obvious that he was in an accident. So, I mean, it would be plausible to believe that he was disoriented if he hit something with enough force that it deployed the airbags, and I'm not really sure how much force one needs to deploy an airbag. But if he actually had if the accident caused him both of those airbags to deploy, then he had to, you know, hit with a fair amount of speed. And it is plausible to say that he could have hit his head. He could have been, you know, had that head snap back thing, or anything could have happened that would have dazed him and disoriented him to the part that he really didn't follow the instructions of the police, with malicious intent, but just because, you know, he just wasn't straight in his head at the moment, you know, and for him to get beat to the point that he needed staples, not stitches, he needed staples in his head. His hands were behind his back. He was on the ground. Why are you still beating him? That just, you know, one cop got his foot on Marcus's head. The other cop is beating the crap out of him with the baton, and two other cops are holding him down, you know? So, I mean, that's just excessive. That's excessive. And someone in the comments said, oh, he was bleeding a lot. And with the scare of AIDS, you know, it's understandable why they would have put their foot on his head to keep him from biting an officer. Like, what kind of savage shit is that? And why would that even be a thought? Oh, he's bleeding. Let's stomp on his head. Let's keep our foot on his head to stop him from biting us. Really? How about if you wasn't beating the shit out of him, he wouldn't have been bleeding in the first place. You know what I mean? So it's just like I said, looking at the comments, it's real obvious that people still look at black people as savages, as monkeys, as low-class citizens, and people not worthy of police protection. You know, it's a sad state of affairs. It really is. But I invite you all to go to the site yourself, read for yourself, and, you know, make your own decision about the matter. But I say it's fucked up. Fucked up.
Definitely is, especially when it's, you know, it's a person who's trying to protect what they own, because, you know, it's always that line between protecting your shit or doing whatever and excessiveness, you know what I'm saying? Because it even goes back to the whole Trayvon Martin thing. Allegedly, you know, a lot of people are backing him because of the Florida Stand Your Ground law. Now, where's that line that says, yo, okay, there's a line between standing your ground and just ODing? You know, no one put those guidelines in place. So, you know, I can, you know, but had it been me and I shot down someone who was urinating in front of my house, but I caught him on the corner, I used excessive force.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, had it been in Florida, I'd have stood my ground.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the color lines don't even make sense.
But after a while,
it's based on what's right is right and what's wrong is wrong.
Right, but that's Daniel. But technically, someone pissing in front of your house, you going after that person is not applicable under that law. That stand your ground law is when you feel that you or persons in your home or on your property are in imminent danger. Someone pissing off in front of your house does not put you in imminent danger. Now, if you say, hey, what the hell are you doing? I'm going to whip your ass. And then they come onto your property and then they kick your door in, then yeah. Now you have a stand your ground issue. Now you have a right to go ahead and do
it. And even had that been the case, you know, had it been me or any other black guy, we'd have been ran through the legal system, books thrown at us.
Mm-hmm. And in reality, Marcus Warrington has no, he doesn't have any wins for the simple fact that the police commissioner, Charles Ramsey, is stating that he thinks the video clearly shows that Marcus was resisting arrest. I can easily see him saying, hey, I was just in an accident. I didn't do anything wrong. You know, I'm fucked up. Why are you trying to cuff me? So I could see him getting, I could see him being injured, hurt, dazed, and agitated. I can easily see that happening, yes. But the police are trained, are supposed to be trained to deal with the public and to know when to use what type of force. Yeah, the commissioner said, yeah, okay, the video clearly shows he was resisting arrest, but it also clearly shows that after he was handcuffed, after he was subdued and on the ground, he was still being beaten. That was not called for. That's just not called for. You know, it's just no, man. Some things you just ain't got to do, you know.
347-857-4302. We're discussing the whole Marcus Warrington and the Philadelphia PD thing and also a whole bunch of other stuff. And like I said, we're still in a good mood, kind of partying mood. You know, it's Saturday. It's the Puerto Rican Festival. If you're in the New York City area, please make your way towards 86th Street, Lexington Avenue. Get some culture and you have some fun. You know,
is the Puerto Rican Day Parade tomorrow?
Parade is tomorrow.
Oh, that means it's going to be real quiet around these parts for a little while.
No, so.
Shout out to
you,
my
know,
girl.
So, like I said, we're
going to
keep it, you know, we try to keep it festive, even though we have a real serious topic at hand. And some other stuff, you know, of course, we got some fillers to throw at you and stuff like that. But hit us up, 347-857-4302. Check out this one last throwback, and we'll be right back.
Get on up, 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 get the bag, right?
Yeah,
hear that? You hear that? Damn. So you like the show tonight? You enjoy yourself?
What? Kid of life, huh? Don't you?
I hear that. I feel it. Hey, yo, check this out. Hold up.
Let's go some more.
Hold up. First, what are we here with? You hear that? I know you got no man.
Yeah, we're back. Pre-game radio 347-857-4302. Brooklyn Black have been in the building. Hit us up. We're rocking. Also, something else just came across my desk, and not that it needs mention, but I feel it's something that should maybe be addressed before I start spinning the next track. Of course, you know, you guys who've been paying attention to what's going on as far as entertainment news and everything like that know that recently Kanye West has started to court Kim Kardashian, and now she's trying to speed along the her divorce proceedings from Chris Humphries, so she can go ahead and marry Kanye West. Now, if they're in love, hey, it's all well and good, but we know Kanye's history, and we know Kim's history, so I don't think it's going to be one of those big things. And my whole thing is, you know, if you guys follow me on Instagram, Brooklyn_Black, you guys already know, he made a song pretty much anti-gold digger, and not saying Kim's a gold digger, but she is like one of the big brand name poster girl for gold diggers out there. And he made a song, like I said, pretty much anti-gold digger, and he's trying to rush and get things done so he can marry, like I said, one of our most notorious gold diggers out there. Eb, now, do you think he was just being contradictory or just trying to do something to sell records?
Well, you know, I think everything that those types of people do is for more publicity, more attention to themselves, their brand, etc. I recall a while back reading an interview with his ex-girlfriend Amber Rose, whom said that there had been a prior incident with him and Kim Kardashian, which was, in fact, one of the reasons for their breakup. It could be possible that they really, really like each other. But I think more than liking each other, they like fame and they like being in the news. They like being talked about, being trending topics, and everybody focused on them. I think they like that more than anything else. So, I mean, it's funny that, and it's also funny that Kim Kardashian has been estranged from her husband longer than she was actually married to him. I wish they would just go ahead and give them the divorce, let them go their separate ways, let him go ahead on and do what he's doing, and let her continue to find a way to try and keep that Kardashian brand relevant. And if that means, you know, sleeping with another black dude in entertainment, then so be it. You know, Kim, maybe you should just get your regular guy, you know, plumber, electrician, something like
that. Or radio host, you know, I'm just saying.
Boo. Couldn't bring that bitch here. Bet that. Barbecue who? Don't even bring her. Look, don't even play yourself.
So let's just say, just for argument's sake, if I was to start courting a Kardashian, I couldn't bring her to a barbecue?
No, you could not, because along with them comes the video cameras. I'm not getting on the reality show. My reality is too fucking real for a camera. My reality is too real for them to be following us. Man, look, you hell no. You better not. Somebody going to get hurt. Look, try it if you want. That's what I tell you. Try it if you want. But nah, don't bring them shorties here. You better take them to Julian house or Dave or somebody like that.
Wow. And before we go any further, I want to say I got to send a birthday shout-out to the homegirl, Pearl, that she's been rocking with us. She's in Atlantic City right now.
Pearl.
To send her love and blessings.
Pearla, happy birthday, Pearla. You my girl. And please, before you move, we do have to hook up, have lunch, dinner, brunch, something that we can enjoy and on Black's dime. So let's talk about that. Hit me up, Pearla.
I got me on my dime. You planned it.
Because you're the man. You're supposed to take care of that.
I'm not sending a penny, a dime, or nothing.
You can come. She's a close friend.
I can come now.
Of course. Nobody never said you couldn't come.
I can come since it's on my dime. I can come.
Of course you can.
347-857-4302. Oh, wow.
I'm joking.
But, and also, have you heard this BS flack going on about the new Erykah Badu video?
Now, what's the news? I'm not sure. Bring me up to speed.
All right, well, pretty much the video that's either in post-production or they're trying to reshoot it now, it's caught a whole lot of flack because it depicts her and her sister naked in a tub, and there was some type of rubbing of the blood or rubbing some substance on each other. And from what was also being said was Erykah Badu was tricked by the director. I guess they weren't supposed to be filming that stuff. I guess they were just messing around, and it was filmed anyway, and it was thrown in a rough draft of the video. So Erykah Badu was up in arms, and she took it to Twitter, and she's been...
What did
she
say on Twitter?
I can't actually pull up her timeline right now, but like I said, from what I've heard, because I'm actually still getting the news feed as we go, but she took to Twitter saying she was tricked by the director that was supposed to be in the video, because I guess somehow the rough draft got leaked and other people seen it.
Right.
And it caused uproars, but for anybody who wants to know what's up, check out hiphopstan.com. That's hip hop stan, like Stanley, hiphopstan.com. You guys can get the full story and everything like that. And for some reason, even though it's been covered on All Bars Radio, which broadcasts Tuesday and Thursday here, the whole Nicki Minaj Summer Jam thing, bottom line, Nicki should have got on stage. Nicki should have got on stage. If she was really about her shit, if she was really about her fans.
Thank you.
She was really about her fans. She still should have got up on there and been like, F. Rosenberg, F what he got to say.
Thank you.
And still would have ripped the fans because those people, they spent money to see her. Like, yeah, there was other acts there, and Nas did his thing bringing out Lauryn Hill. But let's break it down to bare tacks and real facts. They weren't there to see Nas. They weren't there for the ticket to see Nicki.
Thank you, son. And that was, I think I put that up on your page. You made a post about it the other day, and real talk, and that goes for Wayne as well, because apparently the order came from Lil Wayne himself for her not to to perform. Real talk, there are people that work second jobs, didn't buy shit for 2 or 3 months, babysat kids they couldn't stand. Who knows what the hell people did to get those tickets to get out there to have a good time just to listen to that corny hoe anyway, because to me she's still a cornball regardless. And any person, any real true hip-hop head, regardless of whether you like what he said, regardless of the fact whether you don't like what he said, it's the truth. That Starship shit, come on, really? That's hip-hop? That's rap? That's what we've been reduced to? Really? Come on, man. Nah. He had a right to voice his opinion. You know, that's the place he worked. And Summer Jam, and everybody knows, every year, that's how they get attention for Summer Jam. It's always some kind of controversy or some kind of shit going on to bring attention to the fact that, the shit ain't been good since the 80s. Real talk. Summer Jam.
I would say the last good Summer Jam was, I would say, 97.
Okay.
And that's when Rough Riders was coming out. That's when DMX had burst on the scene. Mm-hmm. You know, Rockefeller was picking up steam. And it was all that Summer Jam. And I was actually in attendance for that one.
Okay.
So I would say that was probably
well,
around the
look,
time
you're,
when
you're,
Summer
you're
Jam started to really
to
fizz out and
mm-hmm.
and lose that spunk, you know what I'm saying? And that was just based strictly because hip hop has evolved, but it's just that the direction that it's going, the direction that gets that moves it from an underground thing or from a fad thing to mainstream is what they're gonna put at Summer Jam.
Mm-hmm. And that can't be. You can have mainstream if you want, but you also got to have your underground. You got to have your local people, you know what I'm saying? For each city they go to, you got to let them local rappers represent. You got to have a mixture. That's what hip-hop is. That's what rap is. It's different voices, different experiences with good music, just good fucking music. That you can't gear it towards was hot in the streets that's not even hot in the streets, but just hot with a certain age group. They're trying to target a certain age group, and it's the young, dumb ones ready to spend their money. It's the ones, it's the electronic age kids, you know, they, you know, the ones that got to have the iPhones and the cameras, the new cameras and all that other bullshit that back in 97, 80, we didn't need that shit. We didn't, this is how we communicated. Going to real shit like Summer Jam and coming home and talking about that shit. Word of mouth spread. You called into the radio show the next day, like, yeah, I was at Summer Jam. That's what kept it alive. That's what made it exciting. Now, you got some corny asshole headlining, and then you have the audacity because somebody talked about you, somebody said some negative shit about you. Like I said on your post, if they didn't perform every time somebody said something negative about them, then they would never be seen in any city, anywhere. You roll with the punches. You take that shit. I would have got on stage, and I would have ripped that shit. I would have bought some shit that they would have never been expecting, and Rosenberg or whatever his name is would have had to eat his fucking words. She didn't perform Sergeant, but she put on a hell of a show anyway. He would have had to get on air, and I'd have been like, nah, nigga, you get up here and you apologize to me. That's how I wouldn't have cowered away and been like, you sure you don't give a damn about the fans. You don't care what they had to do to get there. It's like,
now,
whatever.
And also what's been said has been flying around. She said since after that, because she received a hell of a backlash from Twitter, leave it to Twitter to let somebody feel bad. But anyway, So she's going to throw a free concert at an undisclosed location.
Oh, man, what good is that doing anybody?
Right, because the people already spent their money.
What good is that doing anybody who spent their money to see her and can't, because the show went on regardless, they can't get their money back. And who's to say that they have the funds or the ability to get to wherever she's holding a free concert at? Really? Come on now, that's not good enough.
Not even upset me, but what really got me to raise an eyebrow over the whole situation was when Funkmaster Flex, like, and I will never take away from the shit that he does on the ones and twos, but as a personality, as a host, I say he should give it up. But like I said, I'll never take away from the shit that he does as far as a DJ. He does get a party going. I would never take that away from him. But think about it. After all of that, he got on stage at Summer Jam. And next, you know, he was, you know how Flex do.
Well, what did he say?
If we rewind back to the whole Mr. C fiasco.
I don't understand.
You know, you know he goes hard. He gets reckless at the mouth.
So what did he say?
So he got on stage and he pretty much was, he didn't say her name, but he was like, oh, if your album doesn't go gold in the streets, it's your fault. I am now dedicated to shutting you down. I won't play nothing from you or your camp on my show no more. He went hard like that.
Mm-hmm.
But then next day, Nicki Minaj called in to his show.
Mm-hmm.
The next thing you know, he's putting out oh, well, Nikki, you know, we all have our opinions, and I know you have your opinion on me, and you have your opinion on Rosenberg and XYZ. Like, yo, if you're going to talk all of that hot shit,
so he
stage,
backpedaled, that's what you're telling me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Come on, Flex, you're a grown-ass man. If you said it, own up to it.
You know, and then he really can't say he's not going to play nothing from that camp anymore because everything from that camp is 85% of Hot 97's playlist. You know, so if he's not going to play nothing from Young Money Cash Money, that eliminates Drake, that eliminates Lil Wayne, that eliminates Tyga, that eliminates Birdman, DJ Khaled, Busta Rhymes.
That's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? So, what's he really going to do? He was just talking outside of his neck, and my thing is, yo, if you're going to be a personality and say this, because remember, you are appealing to thousands and thousands, even millions of listeners.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to say that, don't say that, and then not even 24 hours later, be backpedaling because she called into your show.
Mm-hmm.
Because straight up, she had him sounding real soft on the air.
And what was she saying?
And wasn't like, she was even like, she wasn't, and think about it, she wasn't even saying anything as far as combative or offensive. She was just pretty much there. She was like, look, my boss said not to perform, so I didn't go on. Point blank, period. That was her whole defense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then
well,
for her, and then
she
was like, oh, and then for you, Flex, to go talking out your neck, X, Y, Z, was a call. But like I said, she had Fun Flex sounding like Ted Koppel or something, you know? Like, it didn't
well,
sound like that was
himself,
on the head.
He played himself for, No. He played himself for backpedaling on the issue. I would have been like, first of all, I would have muted her mic. Yo, nobody want to hear you right now. I'm talking. It's my show. This is how it's going down. Had she had called pregame, you know, I'd have been like, straight up, yo, Nick, that's foul. That's fucked up. How you going to do that? I'm like, yo, I know you got somebody that you got to answer to, but at some point you should have got on with him and should have been like, yo, check this out, Wayne. A lot of these young kids is here to see me. They ain't come to see none of these other artists. They came to see me. You know, like I know, yo, you know, sticks and stones break our bones, but names don't never hurt us. He going to say what we going to say. Let me go out there and put on a show that I've been practicing for. Put on a show that I'm, you know, put this show together. Let me go ahead out there and do my thing. That's the way to shut him down. That's what she was supposed to tell Wayne. I'm about the fans. Yo, I really don't want to disappoint my fans. And I would have told her straight up, that's what you were supposed to do. You're supposed to go to bat for, you're supposed to go to bat against Wayne for your fans, yo. Yeah, you on his label, yeah, but guess what? He's making money off of you. Okay? It ain't the other way around. You ain't getting paid because of him. He's making money off of you. Real talk. So come on. You supposed to, some things you really supposed to stand the fuck up for. Okay? Even if it is against those that, you know, you think that have, who think that they have what's in your best interest in mind. And I'm sure he thought he was doing what was right. Like, you know, nah, we don't need this. We don't need it that bad. We don't need Summer Jam, you know, that we're going to tolerate. Come on. People always talk about artists. People always have an opinion. That's what it is. Just an opinion. He said what he said, but come on. Two-thirds of the people at Summer Jam was there to see her corny ass. Let's keep it real. She should have made her case to her boss about why it was so important for her to perform. Real talk. I'm never disappointed fans, and I'm not going to disappoint them now. I don't care about, you know, I don't care about what this gay nigga said. He can say whatever. Watch the show I'm about to put on. He's going to have to eat his words, period. See, so that's the state took the sucker way out. They took the sucker way out. And Flex, you know, you probably ran off at the jibs. I wouldn't have talked about what I was going to do. I would have just did it. I would have waited for somebody called in and been like, hey, Flex, I know you don't pay none of Young Money, Cash Money. You don't play none of their music no more. And I'd have been like, well, if they felt like they didn't need to perform at Summer Jam, then they don't need my show. They don't need me to promote them. They don't need that. They don't need promotion. They already good. They don't need the fan. They don't need the little guy. So They don't need me to spin their records. And that's what I would have did.
And also, what also kind of baffles me, too, their rival station, Power 105, that next morning, they decide to go in on Rosenberg. And, okay, fine. It was a High 97 event. He's a High 97 employee. Yeah, that probably wasn't the best place for him to say that. Fine. But the thing that gets me is two-thirds of the stars of the Power 105 morning show are also co-workers with Rosenberg on MTV2. DJ Envy, he hosts the Sucker Free Countdown.
That should be some kind of conflict of interest anyway.
Right. DJ Envy, he hosts the Sucker Free Countdown, which goes down on MTV2. And Charlamagne, a.k.a. Steve the God, he's a regular on the MTV2 show Geico. And we know Rosenberg, he's the host of the new Hip Hop Squares, which is a spinoff of the Hollywood Squares joint. But they all pretty much get their checks out by MTV.
Right.
So how you, even though you're on separated, but how you gonna go against like your coworker? That shows no type of
unity
right there.
And why is 105 going? Why is 105 having anything to say about the shit in the first place? Why they going in against Rosenberg?
Well, because his 105 and High 97, they've been, you know, always rivals. And also for the past month and a half, 2 months since High 97 have been beefing up Summer Jam, they've lost listeners, they lost range because people are trying to win tickets.
Right.
So they had to do something to recoup.
That's just crazy.
You know,
should have stayed out that shit. They should have stayed out of that shit. You know, if you wanted to take sides, then what they could have did was, the real way to shut that shit down is not by talking about the nigga, but by letting the nigga know, yo, we hosting an event and we gonna have Nikki come and perform, and she can perform whatever song she wants.
Or they could have took the real high road, sided with the fans,
right?
And be like, despite what was said, you still should have came out.
Right. Right. I can agree with that.
You know, but 347-857-4302. I got a shout out for my homeboy Larry and Mo coming out of New York, Staten Island, Far Rock, respectively. They talk about they banned from Facebook a whole lot, so they wanted to hear banned from TV, one of our favorite throwbacks, so we're definitely going to get into that. Hit us up. We got more stuff to talk about. It's Pregame Radio, more music for y'all, and we'll be right back.
Hey yo, regardless of rain or snow, sleet or hail, I kick street sales, choking niggas like I'm Freewell, Golden State, holy your fate, in the palm of my hand, blow you away like it's part of the plan, I gotta call it like I see it, talking like I be it, walking my walk, dubbed out, orthopedic, cause I'm soon to be up, give me room, watch me heat up, niggas try to stick me like Abdul-Rahima, follow the leader, make me go extra hard, yo Nori, should I hold back or show the repertoire, quit at 16 or throwing extra bars, just for the non-believers, I show them why it's so hard to reach us, I get pussy with my father's speeches, puff heavily, see me at 6'1", weigh a buck 70, catch me in spots y'all niggas never be, packed in, like Green Bay, Harlem Week to Queens Day, performing acapella, no DJ, 98 live, no replay, make it seem easy, so tell a friend and tell a friend that it's them again, Nature, Noriega, wow.
Champagne on the rocks, born a Fort Knox Lazarus, shark salad with carrots, pork chops and applesauce, twin connection, disrespect and watch your body cage and pump the shoddy gauge and hit the shorty while he body training, I ain't playing, I'm truly the worst, to be the first to get his whole body fully reversed, Uzi your hurts, leave you double dead, I'm a bubble head, I never listen to nothing my mother said, and yo, I hold niggas ransom for money like Johnny Handsome, the son of niggas so long, I think I got a grand to my passion is money, a stash and a honey that won't ask no questions. But don't blast anybody, that's my kind of girl. Kind of world I want to live in, not a cell, or a prison, or in hell. So I'm getting just a little ghetto. Where my niggas control the middle and know the riddles of life. For others, no only a little.
Rich places, sick places. See my story, 6,666 pages. Wages, I wrote 6 aces. Now the same dice game, of course, 6 cases. All over big faces. Now, tip laces, ready to dig faces. But the bang, it ain't a bitch faces. Niggas building up their rib cages. Cats like the rip places. Bloody lip faces. Kim is a big racist, but I stand for the big places. But the world knows your girl though. I fuck her off a furlough. She'll be up, put me up. All your sales could be locked. Only questions for these ducks is baby girl could be fucked. You the type that need a wife. Wax told y'all the key to life. Asshole, y'all don't play around. I lay it down, fuck around, I spray around. Flip a biscuit, nigga risk it. My ass, yo, kick it.
Ain't no niggas in the world, you know, thorough than this. Bust off and sit the high barrel dead on your lips. Like two thirds of a brick. Panera and Kiss, the crystal white fluffy parts that'll come back quick. See the plan is to stash y'all. Cash y'all, the weed so strong. They gotta put it in glass jars. Niggas try to smoke me out, then smoke me out. The rims on my new joint be poking out. I'm about to have no feelings. Shit is deep. Do they dance with the devil when they sleep? I wake up ripping the air, wishing to hear shit that they kick in your ear when your soul drifts in the air. My gift is half rotten when I'm spitting the dead. I should have dropped down my eye. I'm tired to cry. And I ain't never seen a nigga that's too live to die. They say you get what you ask for. Get it cause you ask for it. A nigga ain't a thief, then he better have the cash for it. And we gon' be around till your body rot. And if the feds brung us in, we get the same time Gotti got.
Yo, Pete, there's a girl on the phone.
Tell her to hold, cause I'm busy kicking rhymes to the
the rhythm. Fortified with soul, cause that's what I give them. Honey's on my line, cause I always seem to capture. Beats made a rupture, rhymes made a rapture. Far from illiterate, always seem to get a hit. If you try to step to this, don't even consider it. Skins when I want them, but only when I eat them. To set the record straight, I'll be damned if I eat them. Call me Pete Rock, I make the girls flop. And if you wanna beat like this, I got them in stock. So flow with the flow, because you know I'm good to go as I proceed to get wrecked on your stereo. Not an imitator, just a crowd motivator, but it's time to get wrecked with the creator.
Pre-game radio with my boy Brooklyn Black Lady Still on Ebb, supporting real indie music. You know how they do. Now back to the music, baby. Please step off my shoes.
Yeah, we're back in the building, Brooklyn Black Ebb, holding it down. It's pre-game radio. We just, you know, here chilling.
347-85-7430.
Yeah,
wow,
son,
what
you
was
know
that?
What that's the police. They after me, son. They coming to get me, son. They heard me talking reckless about Marcus Warrington, son. And they on their way to get me.
Man, so everybody listening, you know, we're going to get a collection together, Ebb's bail money. Hit us up on PayPal, pre-game radio. Give what you can.
Nah, I'm not. You ain't got to bail me out. I'm breaking out just like Eazy-E did in his video, We Want Eazy. Yo, you should get that shit. You know, that. Now that I think about it, now I look at it, that was one of the most corniest videos in the world. Eazy-E's rap was just as fucking corny, but that beat was ridiculous. That's all I can say. So, yo, get that shit for pregame, son. Get that. We got to have one West Coast motherfucker up on that shit. Yeah, get that easy. We Want Eazy shit. Get that We Want Eazy joint, son. Right, get that up here for pregame, son.
We'll get it done. It's nothing. Now, Ev, I got a question for you that you probably won't know.
Let it go.
Now, that Noriega band from TV track. Who produced it?
Mace.
Who?
Mace.
Nah.
No, Preacher Mace.
Nah, Mace did not. Nah,
actually,
Pastor Duffer did not make that beat.
I have no idea who produced the Noriega band from TV. I'm sure that it's somebody that when you say who it is, it's not going to surprise me.
Well, I put it out on Twitter already.
But you know I'm not on Twitter.
I know. We're going to give it a few minutes, you know what I mean? See who answers back. It's also hitting through Facebook. You know, that show the real hip-hop heads. you know, because 90s, that was, you know, that was still the best years of hip-hop, you know, once 2001 hit.
Nah, the 80s.
What the hell happened?
The 80s was the best year. Let's say the 80s to 94 or so. The 80s to 94.
You exclude some of Big's best work, Pac's best work.
All right, so 80s to 97. After that is the downhill since then. All right, 80s to 97. Okay? When shit was young, fresh, and new, when shit was green, when people gave a damn about the music that they made, when they cared, you know, about not just getting their point across, but doing it in a way that the public could embrace it, not just jumping on some bandwagon because that's what's trending at the moment. So that's why I want to encourage you.
We haven't played no one recent yet tonight.
And that's good. Let's look. You know what? We're not playing any recent people tonight. We're just not. Let's not do that. Let's just keep it throwback,
sir.
Yeah, let's just keep it throwback. Let's give props to the originators and the innovators. You know, let's give props to those who paved the way for these corny ass niggas and bitches just coming through now. You know, and that's one thing. One shout out I want to give to, you know, the pregame artists that come through, to the underground artists that come through pregame radio. You're underground not because you don't have that major deal, you know, or you're not out there, you're what they would call local, say up the Eastern Seaboard, up and down the Eastern Seaboard, you know, but not much more than that. You know, that's not why you're underground. You're underground because you're the ones who are still giving music from your heart, and not your music is not manufactured. I understand that everybody has to have a radio-ready or radio-friendly tune that's going to capture the public's eye, but we all know once you do that, then you're going to have to, in order to keep to maintain your relevance in the public, you're going to have to keep doing those radio-friendly hits. And at one point, does it end?
But I'm saying, but Nas do it, though. Like, Nas drops something for the streets and radio-friendly every album.
Yeah, man. Well, see, it's not even so much that his shit is radio-friendly. Not that Nas is radio friendly. Nas is like, he's like that underdog, and he represents the underdog and the struggle in all of us that we all have, the hunger. He still represents that. When he rhymes, he still sounds like he's sitting on a fucking bench in Queensbridge. Regardless, he still sounds like he's sitting on that bench in front of Queensbridge doing this just for local fame and for some girls and, you know, maybe a couple ounces of trees. And he still has he still sounds as if he has that hunger. He's having to become complacent. Like, almost like he still feels he needs to keep reaching for success. That's why. Everybody can identify with Nas at one point or another. That's why he's relevant. It has nothing to do with radio-friendly. Radio-friendly Nas music is them cutting out all the curses and references to other shit. The clean version versus the dirty version. That's radio-friendly. Nas isn't. He's an artist for the people, and he's an artist for artists. You know? Not because he makes radio-friendly shit, that's the last thing he does. That's the last thing he does.
347-857-4302. I got something for Eb. You know, due to technical difficulties last night, she missed out when your man rocked out for the last half hour, 45 minutes of the show. You know what I'm saying? But I feel I got something for y'all. Y'all was in the building last night. you know, I need to call up, let her know I missed, you know, let her know she missed some stuff.
Yeah, yeah,
but
fill
I'm going
me
for
in,
it now.
Motherfucker.
You know what I'm saying? And the shit I'm doing for it now is pretty much just a quick refresher. You know, but it is what it is. 347-857-402. Pre-game radio, it's your man Brooklyn Black, Eb in the building. And don't forget, Ladies Night will be back next week. Whether it's the 15th or the 16th, I'll let you guys know. But Ladies Night is coming back next week. And I'm waiting to see what really pops off because I've been making a lot of contacts and stuff. You know,
yeah.
Working
you know
on
what?
Some things.
You know what?
What's up?
You should be on AM radio. You know why? You know
why? Why should I be on AM radio?
You need to be on AM radio because sometimes you just talk too much. Play the motherfucking record.
It's the heartbeat of the people. The ghetto people, and when I say ghetto people, the people who cannot afford to go to big concert. Some of these people do not even have TV, so they cannot afford cable. Some of them can afford a radio, so the only thing they can listen to is the music. People from the ghetto, people from the projects, street people, article ghetto youth who know what it is to sing about suffering and reality.
New York girl, them a mad over way. New York girl, them a mad over way. New York girl, them a mad over way. New York girl, them a mad over way.
Guzzle my second bottle, hope I don't catch a homo. Grossing that neck simultaneously, making me climb higher. Heinous crimes behind me, search for can't find me. Fuck sadness, had this been you having this lavish habitual happiness at me, you wouldn't look back. Would you would have sex on condominium roof deck? So anyone move next, I hit you with two texts. Rock the Roberto Cavalli, no show, no convertible. Mozzie, my Colombiana, mommy, ride beside me. Every tat means something, that's my word on my body. I have to lean something within my first shotty. My niggas is ignorant, put lead in your pigment. Just cause y'all was mad at all the years I was getting it. And 9-7 to 6, 9-8 to Bentley. Now it's a ghost phantom, and y'all can't stand them, but. Snaps, where the gas at? Past that, not you. You hold cracks in your ass crack. I never did that. My socks where my stash was at. Yo, I used to listen to that Red Alert and Rap Attack. I fell in love with all that poetry. I mastered that. Cut cool with Preem Team and Fat Cat Bazan. Future not crystal clear yet. Back a rat, now I'm the one who rapping Queens. Way beyond your wildest dreams. Bottles on bottles with fatherless surround my team. That long cash get the baddest bitches out their jeans. 20 years in this game, looking 17. I don't lean, no codeine, promethazine. I just blow green, pick which bitch to bless the king. Although we on to another chapter. Heavy D gave his beat to Salon for me to rapture. Yeah, yeah, New York is like an island, a big biker's island, the cops be out wildin'. All I hear is sirens, it's all about surviving. Same old two-step, try to stay alive, but they be out robbing. I've been out rhyming, since born knowledge, like Prophet Muhammad said, the ink from a scholar, worth more than the blood of a martyr. So I'ma keep it on till I see $1 billion. Keep your friends close and your enemies closer. Love motto chokes ya, mommy poppin' like she poster. Eyes red shot like I'm never sober. Big time smoker, Indonesia Doja. Many means you can hold up before you end up with up from my soldier. Josh, under fire, I remain on some conscious. This for every ghetto in the hood. Nazadon, super cat, the Don Dada, understood.
Yeah, yeah, can y'all hear that? my face, know not to deal with me. Yo, it's obvious, tell them who you came to see.
Everybody, come on!
Baby.
Know how many bombs have I ripped and wrecked up for soldiers.
never found all the pieces that scientists try to solve the context. Philosophers are wondering what's next. Pieces took the lab to observe them. They couldn't absorb them, they didn't observe them. My ideas are only for the audience ears. My opponents, it might take years. Pencils, pens, and scores that are put together from a key to cause. I'm also a sculptor, born with structure. Because of my culture, I'm a perfect instructor. Style that'll be full of technology complete. Dice and new heights after I get deep. You don't have to speak, just see and peep the technique. Sweat the technique. I speak in the street, talk cheap, then I get deep in the beat, then complete. Both with the seat, never weak and obsolete. They never grow old techniques, but your man cheap. Better than some brand new, cause it's original. In a while, style I have much more volume. Classical, true intelligence, and be radical. Masterful, never irrelevant, mathematical. Here's some soothing souvenirs for all the years. The force, the source, the thoughts, and ideas. It's cool when you freak to the beat. Well, don't sweat the technique. Don't sweat the technique. Don't sweat the technique. Back in the flex.
Saturday. I got nothing but love for you, baby.
Uh-huh.
I got nothing but love for you, honey.
Yeah,
I got nothing but love for you, baby.
What you got?
I got nothing but love for you, honey.
Yeah,
lots of dudes and stuff, backyards with swimming pools, bars with stools and stuff, fancy food, lobster, sushi, yeah, Versace, Gucci, crazy Lucci. I know your ammo, you do demo on a paycheck. You get a herb from the bourbon, show them no respect. Middle name, price tag, first name, gotcha. Start a smoke, got on a roll, now they can't stop ya. Talking about, hey boo, how you do? Some clown uptown said you ran through with crew. I give you props and your credit cause it's due, but I ain't that clown and my crew ain't that crew. Time's too hard to be faking like I'm dating on some staking, whining and dining. I ain't tricking on no chicken. Leave it up to me, I close the whole damn store on ya. I got nothing but love for you.
I got nothing but love for you,
baby. I got nothing but love for you, honey. H-E-A-B, Y-D-A-S-D, don't test me, don't ask me for nothing, for Nathan, for Jack, for Doodly Squad, you can do me not, you plan on block, on who be hot and trying to hit the slot. I know your low pro style, your low ho profile, kick a brother in the gut and then you smile. I must admit, I really dig your operation, every time we on the phone, you got the sexy conversation. So now you hope to be the woman of my dream, and while I'm sleeping, you be creeping, robbing me clean. I see you hanging on the corners with the rest of your girl crew, standing by the gutter with your booty cutters. Now who's the honey dip, down with the bunny grip, always setting up a trap with the sex.
Yeah.
I got nothing but love for you, baby.
What you
got? I got nothing but love for you, honey.
Yeah, what
you got?
fragrance dressed to impress, ready to party. Money in your pocket, dying to move your body. To get inside, you pay the whole $10. Got safe with a razor blade, tape to your collar. Leave the guns in the crack and the knobs alone. MC lights on the microphone. Bum rushing and pushing, snatching and taxing. I cram to understand why brothers don't be maxing. There's only one disco, they'll close one more. You ain't guarding the door. So what you got a gun for? Do you rob the rich and give to the poor? Yo, daddy, yo. School them some more.
Straight from the mouth. And daddy, yo.
Do a crime.
End up in jail.
You gotta go.
Cause you could do crime and get paid today. And tomorrow you're behind bars in the worst way.
Far from your family.
Cause you're locked away.
Now tell me.
Do you really think crime pays?
You mean on taking what your brother has?
You little sucker. You talking all that jazz.
It's time to stand together in a unity. Cause if not, then yo, we're soon to be self-destroyed. Unemployed. C-rap race will be lost without a trace. Or a clue, but what to do is stop the violence and kick the science down the road that we call eternity, where knowledge is formed and you learn to be self-sufficient, independent. To teach the East is what rap intended, but society wants to invade. So do not walk this path that they laid it.
Self-destruction, yeah, but self-destruction.
First album had no famous guest appearances. The outcome
I'm crowned the best ever since. Many years on this professional level. What would you question who's better? The world is still mine. Tattoos rail with Godson across the belly. The balls are rap. You saw me in belly with thoughts like that. To take it back to Africa, I did it with Biggie. Me and Tupac were soldiers of the same struggle. You lame to huddle, your team shook. Y'all feel the wrath of a killer. Cause this is my football field. Throwing passes from a barrel, shoulder pads and paddle. But the QB don't stand for no quarterback. Every word is like a sawed-off blast. Cause y'all lost off and I'm the black hearse that came to haul y'all last in. This for the hood by the corner store. Many try, many die. Come at nines if you want a war. Get it bloody. I got mine, I hope ya. You from the hood, I hope ya. You want beef, hope ya. And when I see you, I'ma take what I want. So you try to front, hope ya. You ain't real, hope ya. Yo, I'm the N, the A to the S-I-R. And if I wasn't, I must have been Escobar. You know the kid got his chip too fixed. Hair parted with a barber's preciseness. Brave-hearted for life is return of the golden child. Son of a blues player. So who are you, player? Y'all waited to true saviors. Puffing that tropical. Cups of that vodka too. Poppy juice, toe up. Wake up in a hospital, throw up, never. Remember, I do this through righteous steps. You Judas thought I was gone. So in light of my death, y'all been all happy-go-lucky. Bunch of samples, call me Godson. With my pants low, I don't die slow. Put them rags up like Petey Pablo. This is NASDAQ dough in my NASCAR with this non-slow. What could beat that? Not a soul reppin'. Hit the record store, never let me go. Get my whole collection, yeah. I got mine, I hope ya. You from the hood, I hope ya. You want beef, hope ya. And when I see you, I'ma take what I want. So you try to front, hope ya. You ain't real, hope ya. It's the return of the Prince the Boss. This is real hardcore. Kid rockin' Limp Bizkit soft. Sip crisp, get chips, wrist bliss, I floor. Stick sip, look sick up in that box to Porsche. With the top cut off. Rich kids go and cop the sauce. They don't know about the block them on. And everybody wanna know where the kid go, where he rest at, where he shop at and dress at. Know he got dough, where does he live? Is he still in the bridge? Does he really know how ill he is? Got all of y'all watching my moves, my watching my jewels. Hopping my coupe, dodge interviews like that. It's not only my jewels, ice anything, plenty chains. Look at my tennis shoes, I ice that. Who am I? The back twister, lingerie ripper, automatic leg spreader. Quicker brain getter, keep it. Gangsta with ya. I got mine, I hope ya. You from the hood, I hope ya. You want beef, hope ya. And when I see you, I'ma take what I want. So you try to front, hope ya. You ain't real, hope ya. I got mine, I hope ya. You from the hood, I hope ya.
Yeah, it's pregame radio 347-857-4302. Brooklyn Black, Em in the building. She, you know, she said she wanted to hear the throwback, so what's good, Em?
Yo, you see, did you hear the music you just played? Now that is what hip hop is all about. Listening to Nas, real talk. You can't front, yo. That dude, that's hip hop, son. That's fucking hip hop. I can't, nobody, yo, that, yo, he'll always be relevant. He don't come out with nothing else after this, after his Life is Good. If he don't come out with nothing else, he'll always be relevant, yo. He still has the heart of the street. He still, that's what pumps through him. That's his blood, the heart of the street, real talk. I love you, Nas. Word up.
So, you know, we about to turn it down, you know, get ready, get up out of here. I'm still in my throwback groove, so I'm still going to be rocking those till we get up out of here, but
I want Friday. I want you to play one song, son, that's not a throwback, but it has old school elements. You know, my favorite joint, you know, one of my first favorite joints from our pregame, one of our pregame approved artists.
I got you.
You know what I want to hear, son. I know you know, son.
Say no more. I got you.
If you play, if that's your only current song you play tonight, son, let it be that one.
I got you. Like I said, next Friday I'll be at the Bamboo Lounge, Brooklyn Black Network, ENT, GX Media, Rough Riders, POW TV. It's going to be a real big party. You know, we're going to be doing the damn thing. And also Saturday I'm at the Bronx Romana East Chester Boulevard, so definitely be on the lookout. And Ladies Night will be back next week. You know, and also tune in to All Bars Radio Tuesday and Thursday nights, 8 to 10. The ladies, Miss Nikki Bars and the Boss Bars Angel, they come and they hold it down. They do the damn thing. So definitely tune in Tuesday and Thursdays. And, of course, Friday, Saturdays, we got it locked here, pregame radio. 29th and the 30th is going to be Spoken Word Night. So all the Polish Spoken Word, just get at me now, pregameradio@gmail.com, or hit me on Facebook and Twitter. And reserve your spot. And, of course, the week before that, we'll be dedicating that to the late, great Michael Jackson. So definitely be tuned in. It's going to be a great show.
No doubt.
And before we got on, Eb, anything you want to say?
I want to give a shout-out to everybody pre-gaming this evening. I also want to give a shout-out to all 2012 graduates. It's no small feat trying to make your way and your grade in this world right now. So I want to give a shout out to y'all. I want to give a shout out to the Ruckus. You're supposed to be here this evening. I don't know what happened. I'm going to have to do some investigating. Shout out love to the Ruckus. Shout out and much love to my cousin Wolfie out in New Jersey, chilling, probably listening in, maybe not, watching TV. I know she's holding up because that's what she do. So shout out to Wolfie. Shout out to my cousin Newt, who's been chauffeuring the family around for the last couple of days. Thank you very much. Shout out to my Aunt Peggy, hanging out for the weekend from Coney Island. you know, I don't know who else I want. You know what? Shout out Brooklyn Black for still being here with this thing we call the pregame radio show. And shout out to all the other admins, yada, 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 et cetera, et cetera. I'm done.
Hey, I already know before we get out of here, I gotta let y'all know, fellas, don't be a fool, wrap your tool. Ladies, don't fall for the scam, protect your clam. Don't drink and drive, arrive alive, have fun, and be safe, especially everyone celebrating the Puerto Rican holiday. I know y'all are having fun along Lexus Nav, 86th Street, Spanish Harlem. Just be safe,
shout
man.
Out,
you know.
Shout out to all Puerto Ricans that are not going to the Puerto Rican Day Parade simply because, you know, you ain't got to go. Just because you're Puerto Rican don't mean you got to go to the parade. All right? Shout out to them.
All right. So, you know, I'm going to take it back and bring it forward at the same time before we get out of here. Big shout out to everyone and rocking out with us. And I'll see you guys on Tuesday with All Bars Radio. We out of here.
Trafficking, street though, I got us. Excuse me, homie, no matter of fact, excuse you. It's the classic Harlem shit, something to get used to. I get money and yes, I get fresh too. TGO, the new version of the Get Fresh crew. And it's nothing new, yeah, my money been stacking up. Walk in the club, pop a bottle, girls back it up. You had your run, now you're done, nigga, pack it up. We don't chase money, nah, money chase after us. That's what's up, yeah, dogs, I'm about my money, man. Take it back through the wild border, running main. Niggas like free throw, you going crazy. Fuck your niggas thought, I was born in the 80s. Product of the hood, Harlem streets unraised. When you get caught with the work, you still fuck you pay me. If it's not a CD, now you ain't gon' play me. TGO is the army, better yet, we the Navy.
I start with no effort just to say it for the record. You ain't gotta like it, but I guarantee you will respect it. Close the ace to what was covering the necklace. Gotta thank the Lord for swag, something I was blessed with.
6 minutes, 6 minutes, 6 minutes.
Freak, throw you on, Let's go 80s on the mean and take it back to Rams. Red Star, Blue Jacket, courtesy of Dapper Dan. You ain't know I get busy, better action, man. You trying to get money now, that sounds like a plan. I could take a brick of some pure cocaine, turn it into four finger rings and a rope chain. 40 below boots on, you're not hot, you're lukewarm. My team on steroids, in other words, we too strong. Coming out of Harlem front on who I beg your pardon. You ain't good for nada, bet your father wish you used a condom. I'm just here to get money, you can have a start on this shit so easy. Why? Cause I'm a fucking problem.
One, 1, 2, check me out right here, yo.
Hey yo, I rep TGO forever. We not a team, we a movement, so we all get dough together. Right. With the minks of leathers, 100 stacks of better. It's young freak though in the fam, who the fuck could do it better? Yeah, I'm nice, make sure the circle is there tight. TGO for life, so make sure you get it right. Don't make an ass out of yourself, talking some fly shit. I'm popping. Why you think your girl is on my dick? You know that I'm 10 steps in front of them niggas. Fuck them niggas, I'm not impressed with none of them niggas. Talk is crazy, we all know you niggas is broke. And all the hating in your blood is just killing you slow. Look, the only thing left now is the mall for these cowards. I'ma win cause I'm too strong for these cowards. Money long, flow is too strong for these cowards. They ain't making no sense, so they ain't making no dollars. Y'all didn't know I'm that nice. And I got away with words, man. I probably was a pimp in my past, like I'm blessed with the flow. When you pray, ask friends. How I'm kept his feet and sick is living in a fast life. And I can fly like every day is my birthday. Make sure you get it right. Fuck the Harlem is my birthplace. Niggas, nightmare for the reaper. $1 million man, I got the game in the sleeper. I used to think that I would never leave Harlem, but the beaches in Miami got a better breeze on them. I flew up from underground, just like a landmine. Now I get approached by white bitches with 10 lines. They eat on my damn front. When I first meet a bitch, I slap her. Why? I got that from a Cameron. They say I'm disrespectful, others say that I'm charming. The whip don't speak English, in other words, it's boring. From sundown to the morning, the grind never stops, dick. Numbers don't lie, so never mind. The gossip, you heard of us, the great ones, the most flyers. League is the co-pilot, my niggas is the lobbyist. I'm eating good, these niggas pockets on a diet. Cause I work hard and grind harder, nigga, you should try it. You see me and only me, the underboss of this holocaust. Truly yours, James Wright.
We got the pure white crack from front to back. Where my pumpers on the block with a 50 pack. Where my pumpers is at, where my customers at. Where the fuck my pumpers at, where my customers at. We got the pure white crack from front to back. Where my niggas on the block with a 50 pack. Where my pumpers is at, where my customers at. Where the fuck my pumpers at, where my customers at. Call him.
Yeah, yeah. Man, man, my nigga Ty Fight. Yeah, this one's for the family. Understand me. Yeah, we gon' do it right for all these bitch ass niggas talking gangsta. We them killers, real and in studio.
Check it out, yo. Hey, yo, this time is for my family. We ride or die. It's in the blood to the death now. Aim for the sky. My foe blow for show, for dough, for only. It's money, drugs, and hot slugs. You know, bleed, squeeze hammer till they nail me. Fuck the niggas tell me. Street scholar, keep firing's what they tell me. Drug chemist, thug nigga, be named Memphis. Straight from the borough of them BK niggas. Where we rob for the fun of it. Hustle for the drug of it. Rap money and rubber bands just for the love of it. For my ghetto, we listen to heavy metal like Desert Eagles, Street Sweepers, Loud Metal. It's hit and run now, motherfuck any one of you. We them niggas be in your crib just like furniture. Pop up with the gun of ya. Release one for 00MBROC.com.
Yeah, this Philly cat back at it. Still throwing crack at it. Still fucking with them crack addicts. Still busting with them black matic. It ain't the buck, it's the rush. You're trying to get my ass at it. They say I think ass backwards. Fuck how I act. As long as I stack, it's all mathematics. I track snipe, hug the block, the track dice. Late night, club night, MAGA track dice. I pull up, Cadillac, truck nice. Two guns, you know, Mac pack, yak twice. Get that crack back with that ice. No dope with the coke. I whip that right, no doubt, never drought. Gets that price, it gets that nice when you live that life. Poppy knows your name and you get that white, nigga. Gets that green, nigga. Gets that team, nigga.
I get 40 G's of feature now. Whole place looks like a pizza now. In the SL, 2 feet and now. And I'm in nothing but diamonds. I'm the illest female that you heard thus far. 5'5 with the 34, big up bra. I don't fuck with them cats who ain't up to par. I can't niggas for cash, clothes, jewelry, plus cars. I'm talking rent money, I'm talking bank money. I'm talking my petite, stop all with the rent money. Moving on up, doing the corner. Still ride through the block, pull up on the corner. Plus, give me your inch so I can take a mile. I bring life like a newborn naked child.
Y'all niggas truly ain't ready for this dynasty thing. Y'all thinking Blake Carrington, I'm thinking more like me. I got 4 nephews, and they all right in. They all young and wild, plus they all like things. And I'm having a child, which is more frightening. But y'all about to witness this big business, kid. Big boss is cocky and big businesses. Come through flossing them shiny rims it is. And losses don't pop up in their sentences. I don't think you understand what type of event this is. I don't think you know how focused young Memphis is. Or I see what's so real when you add on a mill. This is much more than rap, it's black entrepreneurs. Clothing, movie, and film, you come to conquer it all. Rockerwear, 80 mil, like 18 months. You can bullshit with rap if you want, motherfucker. When it's all said and done, we gon' see what's what. Holla at Hov, I be in the cut. What? The rock, dealing with the rock, dynasty, nigga. Get your mind right. Come on. Rockefeller Records, 2000, nigga. Get your mind right. Holla.
Shit. Word. I bust that nigga ass right now. Ain't no but none of them niggas can't fuck.
What? Nigga, you could never fuck me, my nigga. I'll fuck you up right now. What? Bust your motherfucking ass, boy. Ain't no motherfucking joke. Know who you talking to? Old dirty bastard. What the hell? I'll fuck you up right now. Yeah. What?
That nigga dirty.
I'm the one man army ain't gone. I never been tookin' out. I keep MCs looking out. I drop signs like Crosby dropping babies. Enough to make the niggas go crazy. In the G building, taking all types of medicine. Your ass thought you were better than a son. I keep planets in orbit while I be coming with deeper and more shit. Enough to make you break and shake your ass.
day. Rhyme good as a face decay. Makes the style I'm mastered in. Think of catching headaches, what? You need aspirin. The type of pain you couldn't even kill with my door. Fuck around, get sprayed with light door. In your face like a can of mace, baby. This is running with fucking now you're learning how. I don't even like your motherfucking profile. Give me my fucking shit. Wow, that's seen and heard. No one knows, you forget. Niggas be quiet as death. Now you know nothing. Before you knew a whole fucking lot. Your ass don't wanna get shot. A lot of MCs came to my showdown. Then watch me put your fucking asshole down. As you can go, below zero. Without a doubt, I never been taken out by a nigga who couldn't figure. Yeah, by a nigga who couldn't figure. Yeah, by a nigga who couldn't figure. How to pull a fucking gun trigger to get the fuck out of here. Nigga wanna get too close to the utmost. But I got stacks that attack any whack host. Introducing your fuck that nigga's name. My hip hop drops on your head like rain. And when it rains, it pours up around hardcore. That's why I give you more of the roar. Telling that I got what rocks out the spot. MCs, I'll be burning, burning hot. Whoa, ho, ho. Let me like slow up with the flow. If I move too quick, oh, you just won't know. I'm homicidal when you enter the target. Nigga, get up, act like a pig, try to hawk shit. Why take your ass out quick? The mic's I'm had it, my nigga. You can suck my dick. If you wanna step to my motherfucking rep, blow, 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 blow to death. You got shot, cause you knock, knock, knock. Who's there? Another motherfucking hard rock. Slacking on your back, cause raw's what you lack. You wanna react? Bring it on back.
Same with you when you stepped up to the old dirty bastard, Brooklyn. Shame on you when you step through the old dirty bastard, Brooklyn. Brooklyn. Shame on you when you step through the old dirty bastard, Brooklyn. Shame on you when you step through the old dirty bastard, Brooklyn. Shame on you when you step through the old dirty bastard, Brooklyn. What, my nigga? Shame on you. When you step to, shame with you. When you step to, shame with you. When you step to, the old dirty bastard, Brooklyn. Shame on you when you step to, the old dirty bastard, Brooklyn. Why, my nigga?
And it's Make calls. of the Bible, let it be told. I put 30 in your head, all in the same hole. Cause we got the same goal, and you try to tamper with mine. Don't make me motherfucking leave you with some shit in your spine. Fuck with me, you be a was, nigga. Nigga was dope. Nigga was getting money before I extorted your coke. You crazy?
Hey yo, catch me with a 38, box of shells. And a 98 Lincoln eating pasta shells. Order to go, always got a box of L's. Blow, stay on the low, get a Heine and swig. I'm Panero, so I hate a snake, rat or a pig. I pop shit cause I'm the second best, the first was big. Y'all niggas is sunned out, let me speak to your father. Cause I like to play chess and I swing a revolver. If I don't like a nigga, I don't even be bothered. I spit, I'm just a crooked nigga going legit. You hold your nine if you holding the brick. Common sense, said drama, you hit the Bahamas. Get bent, LOX, get respect like Sonny from Bronx Tale. Us and DMX, the Rough Rider cartel. Thirsty to live, are y'all niggas eager to die? I tell all my niggas ride, you won't leave with a dime, motherfucker. Yeah, yeah, I'm a monster. I sleep whole winters, wake up and spit summers. Ghetto nigga putting up Will Smith numbers. Surrounded by sixes and hummers, bitches among us. Try not to let this bullshit become us. It started from hunger to low in the pain. Now bitches notice the change now that I hit my number. The chickens I twisted, see the digits unlisted. The beeper done changed, you dead bitch, the reaper done came. I suggest niggas stop speaking my name. Cause trust me, y'all can still feel the heat in the rain. I keep creeping, the streets keep watching, I keep popping. Niggas is hot heads and the bullets is heat seeking. Jake flows, the pesos, chase hoes, knock. Circle around the block in the drop. Tell them jump through the top. Where the sunroof used to be. I can see y'all not used to me. Nigga flows like none other. I'm the meanest, toughest, dun gutter, the gun butcher. You the type that bust a lot of shots and none touch ya. I'm the type that get excited when the gun touch ya, motherfucker. I'm about to witness the dynasty like no other.
I'm headed nowhere fast, running in place, getting my weight. Niggas wanted a taste, but wouldn't come to my face. But what's that mean? You cats is playing games again. So now what I do? Start naming names again. All you motherfuckers know that I speak from the heart. Play like you don't know, LOX is so far. We can take it there, but to make it fair, get some more niggas. Down CJ, we coming with like four niggas. Alright, y'all niggas, best to stop playing. It'll be the ones you forgotten about, that'll get you shot in your mouth. My dog's covered. Plus it's all gravy like chicken when it's smothered. It's dark and I love it. Get him, boy. Let him loose. Come on. You want it with the dog or the gun? Let him choose. Come on.
About it. We take yours while you pout about it. Truck, step out the horse, run a crowd around it. You can see me on Optimum TV. On your bathroom, turn the light out, scream Bloody Mary. 1, 2, 3. Cheek ain't your usual friend, but I can set you up like Heisen and walk straight at the end. I'm done with ice and charms. I'm trying to ice my whole casket when I'm gone. Pull up with class on the dawn. Once I meet him, I greet him. Kiss his feet for freedom. Tell him thank you, Lord. Cause on earth I was getting bored. Now resurrect me back to this cat or sheep. So I can make the sound and get back to cats that sleep. 230, 6'2. Me buds for you, that's like a cat versus a pit bull. Gun, no flip bull. Keep hunger and plan for the future. Cause you figure you gon' be older. Way longer than you gon' be younger.
Eat alive, 1 pound fat. Eat alive, 1 pound fat. Eat and ride, 1 pound fat.
Only time to tell how the clock tick. I really love him, but I'm still a hostage. Two personalities, check the posture. Smoke out the mouth, flare out the nostrils. Thinking death, then life seems scary. I pass the graveyard, seeing people here merry. I ain't chillin'.
Till I'm out parachuting, race my man in my own time for about 10 diamonds. 25,000 apiece, fuck streets. Trying to own the island, forget about wildin'. Try riding in the car that be gliding. If I showed you where I live, you would think I was hiding. Sling dick, you shit that don't speak English. Wake up in Trinidad, like fucking I'm rich. Come back, private jet, live on set. If you get shit gold, I keep it forget.
Must count set, he lied. Must count set, he ride. Must count set, sleep at night. You'll see the light. He lied. Must count set, he lied. Must count set, he ride.
Yo. 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 Yo, nothing but the hotness whenever we drop this. Monotonous for y'all to keep hating, cause y'all never gonna stop us. I keep my rock spotless and my hoes topless. Take time, try to figure out who the lot is. Spare no one, kick rhymes like Shogun. You scared to blow one, get robbed with your own gun. If I don't respect you, I'ma check you. And if I don't kiss you, I'ma peck you. Right before I wet you, I sneeze on tracks and bless you. I'm special, and if you like working out, then I'm gonna stretch you. Hustling is dead, but we still get red. Turn the spots in the bakeries to give back bread. And y'all said my money's spent, but it's an event. So when the feds come, the dogs can't get a cent. And my story, self-explanatory, that I'm the hottest thing on the street, and y'all ain't got nothing for me.
He lied.
Yeah.
Shutdown sequence.